All right, all right. Welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. Today, I want to share a challenging word, a deep word. And the title of this, I'm going to call No Exclusionary Games. No Exclusionary Games. And these words around this theme would come from Richard Rohr as he talks a little bit more about what a true welcome table looks like in our world. You see, Father Richard understands Jesus' eating habits as a model for the kind of open table fellowship that we might practice as Christians. And we're not just talking within the church, but everywhere we go out there in the world. God's major problem in liberating humanity has become apparent to him as he considers the undying recurrence of hatred of the other. You see, century after century, in culture after culture, and religion after religion, there's this sense of hatred, dislike, disdain of the other. Can you think of an era or nation or culture that has not opposed otherness? I doubt that there has ever been such a sustained group. Certainly there have been enlightened individuals, thank God, but seldom established groups, not even in churches. You see, the Christian Eucharist was supposed to model equality and inclusivity. But often in organized church, we turn the Holy Meal into an exclusionary game. A religiously sanctioned declaration and division into groups of the worthy and the unworthy, as if we're worthy and others aren't. Well, before Christianity developed the relatively safe ritual meal we call the Eucharist, Jesus' most consistent social action was eating in new ways and with new people, encountering those who were oppressed or excluded from the system. It seems that Jesus didn't please anybody by breaking rules to make a bigger table. Notice how his contemporaries accused Jesus. One side criticized him for eating with tax collectors and sinners, Matthew 9, verses 10 and 11. The other side judged him for eating too much, Luke 7, 34, or dining with the Pharisees and the lawyers, Luke 7, 36 through 50, Luke 11, 37 to 54, Luke 14, 1. Jesus ate with all sides. He ate with lepers, Mark 14, 3. He received a woman with a poor reputation at a men's dinner, Luke 7, 36. And he even invited himself to a sinner's house, Luke 19, 1 through 10. How do we not see all of that? It seems we ordinary humans must have our other. It appears we don't know how we are except by opposition and exclusion. Where can my negative energy go? Is the enduring human question. It must be exported somewhere onto someone. Well, sadly, it never occurs to us that we can be that negative energy, which then sees and also creates that negative energy in others. The ego refuses to see this in itself. Seeing takes foundational conversion from the egoist self, and most have not undergone that transformation because it's really hard to do. We can only give away the goodness or the sadness that we ourselves have experienced and become. Eucharist is meant to identify us in a positive, inclusionary way. But we are not well practiced at this. We honestly do not know how to do unity. Many today want to make the Holy Meal into a prize for the perfect, but there is no perfect. Most Christians still do not know how to receive a positive identity from God, that they belong and that they're loved by their very nature. The Eucharistic meal is meant to be that event, summarizing at one table what is true in the whole macrocosm of it all, that we are one. We are equal in dignity. We all eat of the same divine food. And Jesus still and always eats with sinners, just as he did when on earth. And I don't know how you're receiving that news, but to me, that is good news, because Jesus is coming to your house to eat dinner with you. Jesus is going into every house and every household to eat dinner with you. Yes, God dines with us. And that right there, church, is grace. And all need that grace. No exclusionary games allowed. Just a God who dines with us and for us. May we know that. May we be motivated by that. And may it change how it is that we live with one another in this great big world. All right. Good day.